14th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A number of factors in the Bedford rental market are causing the Borough Council to overspend on temporary accommodation for the homeless. A report submitted to the Council outlined the current challenges, which include rising rents in private rental market, along with overall inflation pushing more individuals and families into homelessness, and lack of availability of both private flats and social housing. Since June, due to cost of living pressures, the council has had to add close to £1 million to this provision as more and more people request assistance. Councillor Michael Headley, portfolio holder for finance, said there isn't enough accommodation that people can afford and we are having to provide that safety net. Office for National Statistics data shows that fewer than 1 in 10 individuals are now smokers in Bedford Borough. Nicotine replacement therapies and e-cigarettes offered in support of quitting are thought to have had a substantial impact. A woman from Westerning, Bedfordshire, was shocked when she received a brain tumour diagnosis from her doctor last year. Jill Kenton dismissed her minor symptoms, including hearing a clicking sound, having a dry left eye and some facial swelling. She received a Botox treatment a few months earlier and believed it may have partially been the cause. Miss Kenton has refused surgery but is being monitored by her physician. She has stressed the importance of raising awareness around the issue. Age UK Bedfordshire has received £20,000 in funding from Bedford Borough Council. The grant will be used for their Get Set for Winter drive, which aims to provide the elderly with cost of living support. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.